Today, the Supreme Court announced that in its next term, it will decide whether the Trump administration can end DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which protects from deportation about 800,000 undocumented immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. The Supreme Court wrapped up its term yesterday with two big rulings, one on partisan gerrymandering and one on whether the 2020 census can include a citizenship question. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now for a look at the term and the court's decisions. Hi, Nina.
Hello, Jeremy.
Okay, so the term's done. We got these big decisions yesterday. They saved the big ones for the very end. And you've had now 24 hours to digest them. Yesterday we were saying they were very complicated. What are your thoughts today?
Well, my first thought, of course, is that the Chief Justice, John Roberts, has been sitting in that center seat since 2005. But we always called it the Kennedy Court because Justice Kennedy so often was the determinative vote in close cases. Now, in some very big cases with Justice Kennedy retired, it's Roberts who's the swing man. Mm-hmm. He's not nearly as centrist as Kennedy was, but he's marching the court pretty determinedly to the right. At the same time, he doesn't want to do it too fast. He really wants the court to not look like a partisan institution.
Okay, well, let's talk then about those two big decisions yesterday. First of all, the decision on gerrymandering. The court said it doesn't want to get involved in how states figure out their congressional districts, how they gerrymander them for partisan purposes.
Yes. Well, in this case, he swung to the right with the other four conservative justices, where almost all the time they're together more or less. And he wrote the decision for the court's new majority saying, look, politics isn't the business of the federal courts. He didn't defend the awfulness of the two extreme partisan gerrymanders that were before the court, one a Democratic gerrymander in Maryland, the other a Republican gerrymander in North Carolina. He, in fact, pointed out how awful they were, and he said that people who object to that have to go somewhere else than the federal courts, and that there's nothing in the Constitution that says the courts should determine how much partisanship is too much, and that there are no standards for that. Now, ironically, he pointed to independent redistricting commissions as a possible remedy. Mm-hmm. Now, I say ironically because just a few years ago, when those commissions were challenged in the Supreme Court, the court, by a 5-4 vote, with Justice Kennedy casting the deciding vote, upheld them. But guess what? John Roberts wrote the dissent for the four dissenters.
Interesting. Yes. So he's changed his position on that one.
Well, we don't even know that. We just know for this day, and maybe for this day only, he's saying go do that.
Right. What about the other case? This was seen as a defeat for the Trump administration. The court said that for now, they can't put a question about citizenship into the census. Now, the President Trump, said that he now is looking into delaying the 2020 census because of that decision. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, first of all, if the president were to delay the census, it would be the first time in American history that that happened. Mm-hmm. In this case, Roberts swung the other way, sided with the liberal justices, at least on the bottom line, that the administration basically had lied about its reasons for adding a citizenship question to the census. And there are some people who think the Chief Justice left just a crack of light for the administration to come back and try to get a second bite at the apple and a chance to get his vote sometime and to do it very quickly. Now, all the census experts that I've talked to think that would be disastrous for the census. They're just about out of time. They're worried about people's confidence in the census after all of this. And the administration, after all, asked the Supreme Court to speed up consideration of this case because the administration said it had to start printing census forms on July 1st. That's rather close. I suppose a further delay is possible, but I still think it looks like a long shot, but I'm not always right.
You know, these two decisions, Nina, really show you, though, how much the court can impact the way that elections work in this country.
They sure do. The gerrymandering one, the Republicans control far more state legislatures by sort of an accident of fate and effort. They have control of many more than the Democrats. And because they've gotten the green light to continue the most egregiously partisan drawing of district lines for themselves and for Congress. It's sort of the Wild West out there. They could very well entrench themselves for the foreseeable future. But you never know. The worm could turn. I mean, in a real wave election, Democrats might win back a lot of those legislatures and then do it to the Republicans, just what got done to them in those very states. So for those who hate this partisanship, and the polls say that a big majority, it's like 80%, hate partisan gerrymandering, the drive for independent redistricting commissions, which was already gaining traction, could, I suppose, really take off. But it's a lot of work.
Okay, Nina, I want to take you back in time to 1 year ago yesterday. This was President Trump a year ago yesterday reacting to the news that we had just gotten that Justice Kennedy was retiring from the court.
I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man.
And what a difference that has already made to have Justice Kennedy's replacement, Brett Kavanaugh, on the court instead of Kennedy, the swing vote. What has Kavanaugh been like as a justice so far?
I'd say it's been a good term for him. You know, he had a very rocky confirmation, as we all know. He's done all the things that a newbie should do. And he looks like he has the respect of his colleagues, like he's working hard and he's churning out products that they respect him for the work he produces, that he has the highest agreement rate with the majority of justices in for all the cases combined. He's gotten some very good assignments from the Chief Justice, who normally gives the opinion writing assignments, and from Justice Ginsburg, too, who usually is the senior justice to make the assignment when Roberts is not in the majority. So they've trusted him to write some difficult cases, and he's done a very workmanlike, creditable job.
What about Trump's other appointee, Justice Neil Gorsuch, who's now been on the court longer, obviously, than Kavanaugh? But is he as far to the right as Alito, as Thomas, people like that at this point?
Yes and no. He's I would say, the most conservative justice other than Thomas on most things. But he's second only, but he's on criminal law issues and Indian rights on land issues. He gives the liberals the winning vote majority in some of those cases. I'd say all of the Indian cases and some of the criminal cases. The Indian law stuff is really fascinating. He's on track, I would say, to be the most sympathetic to justice to Indian land rights claims of varying shades. Of anybody, at least in my time covering the court, and I won't tell you how long that is, but it's a long time.
Okay. What about Justice Ginsburg? She had surgery back in December to deal with lung cancer. How's she doing?
Well, she actually looks pretty good, and she remains sharp as a tack. She looks like she's doing something very strategic as well, passing the leadership torch to her wing of the court, to the next generation. Justice Elena Kagan, giving her some important assignments for majority and dissenting opinions. And given the fact that Justice Ginsburg is 86, that's a really smart and generous thing to do.
What are you looking forward to in the next term? We said that the Supreme Court has already decided that it's going to look at the issue of DACA.
It's going to be a hell of a term. Guns, gays, religion, maybe some abortion, and of course, immigrants and the Dreamers. And whether the Trump administration can do all sorts of other things. It's going to be a busy, fun, and disputatious term.
Nina, I just have to ask you one more thing while we have you, which is that you've become a meme on Twitter once again this year because you went up to former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in front of the Supreme Court and put your microphone up to his face with no fear or hesitation. A lot of people were very impressed. Some of the newer Supreme Court reporters might not have been so comfortable doing what you did. All in a day's work for you?
You know, I've been doing it a long time, and if you don't just shove that microphone in their faces, they're not going to talk to you. He was there for the gerrymandering cases.
Right. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thanks as always.
Just call me the Totenator.
The Totenator in the Toten Bunker at NPR. It's here and now.